You're listening to a podcast from 702 and Cape Talk.
24 minutes before 10. Let's go back to the open line. Mzwandile, thanks for calling in. I'm Mzwandile.
Hello, yeah, okay. It's very sad, Manu, exactly really what is happening in our communities about these brutal killings of our ladies and our future leaders. Ne? But to be honest, it's very, as I'm saying, it's very wrong. I've suffered, I'm a casualty of a first marriage. I was married before, and I was doing everything for my fiancé. And by the time that woman decided to dump me, to tell me Zandile is over, brought to tell you the honestly, what was going on, what was happening in my mind, and what I was going through emotionally, psychologically, intelligent, nobody understood. And I've told myself that if this woman leaves me, no way, she will not see another world. But deep down, there was that inner voice that was talking to me, no, let her go, you will be fine. So I'm saying men are suffering from that inner voice that they don't listen, that if she doesn't want you, just let her go. Although it is not easy emotionally and psychologically, to be honest. If any man say, no, no, if a woman just dumps you, just carry on. It is not easy, bruh. If you exactly love the woman and you find out this woman have left, put you in a huge depth and he just dumps you like that, you feel that to take a life is nothing. But you have to listen that inner voice said, amen. No, let her go. You will be fine. Really, after I've let her go, my life real progressed so much, you see.
Mzwandile, how long ago was that?
Come again?
How long ago was that?
It's been almost 4 years now, my first divorce, you see. But during that that period, to be honest, execution was on my mind to her. To be honest, execution was on my mind that I must get rid of it. But there was that inner voice that through these debts of 80,000 rand that you leave me with them, I'll get through of them. And really, 2 years down the line, I finished to pay those debts. I'm in the process of buying a new house. I've got a decent job. I've got a decent income. I've got a decent family. Another voice that was speaking with me said, man, there's your mother, there's your sisters who are depending on you every month. If you carry on with this mandate of executing with the anger of making a settle a scores, you tell yourself that you are settling a scores because you have nothing to lose. You are in a period, in a process that you can even lose your mother the way you love this person. But this person does not see. And what stresses you that you just lost your job and this person sees nothing. He does not understand what you're going through. And so, unfortunately, even your friends and your colleagues or your elders at church, they cannot notice. They can seem something is fine, but there was something that was eating me inside. I told them I'm about merely to suffer a stroke the way this person has just dumped me, and I'm feeling so not existing in this world. I told them, no, we go down, both of us.
Mzwandile, I'm very grateful that you called in and that you're sharing this story and that you are at a place where you have worked through your whatever it was, disappointment, shame, anger, all of those emotions, and that you didn't go ahead and do what you thought you can do. I just want to ask you one more question, and I know it's very difficult for you. You say you had that inner voice that spoke to you. What did you draw on, do you think? When you say inner voice, where did that inner voice come from? Because for many boys and many men, that inner voice sometimes either doesn't come up, and they go ahead and they can rape or kill women, or that inner voice speaks to many of us as men, but then we just don't listen to that inner voice. What do you think that inner voice really was about?
It asked me a question, Guti. What is the purpose of yourself to live on this world? You are not born to be with this person. You came here to fulfill a mandate that you were born to fulfill. So this woman was not in my plans. She was not in God's plan by the time God gave me opportunity to live in this world. So I have a purpose in my life. I have the vision. So it means that she's not that person to fulfill that mandate or that vision with me.
And where are you now? 4 years. 4 years later, Mzwandile, emotionally. I mean, I can hear it's still. Obviously, it's still very delicate for you to go back into your memory bank. But it seems as if you have processed it and you've learned to not, you know, to deal with your own deep sense of failure or disappointment rather than making it her issue. Have you been able to move on in your life? A little
100%,
bit?
100%. 100%. I'm with a lovely lady now. She's a soulmate of my life.
And what do you say to other men who are going through difficult relationships and they also are where you were 4 years ago? What do you say to men like that who might be listening to us?
They must sit down and ask themselves, what are the consequences of the action that they will take? And how many people rely on them? As I'm saying that, there was my mother and my two young sisters, whom every month they were depending on me to get food, you see. So if I'm doing this and I'm going to Sun City to jail, that means I'm taking away this food from their table. They'll be shameless. They'll be, you see. So I'll be putting sorrow to their lives. So I must think about the people who love you. Think about the people who care about you. During that period you're going through, those people are invisible. You don't see them. They don't understand what I'm going through. But I'm just saying they must think about the people who love them. And they must keep on associating with themselves with a program that will help them. If you love R&B, listen R&B. As a result, I decided to buy a soccer boot, to join a community soccer boot. Immediately, I was feeling stressed. I would take a ball and go to the park and play with other guys and join their team. The stress bit slowly move out of my life, move out until I was fully recovered without going to the social workers. Yes, people were talking, they were listening, but nothing. I was listening to what they were saying because I was feeling there's nothing I'm going to lose, you see.
How has that affected your current relationship? I'm so happy for you that you're talking about you have found your soulmate now, Mzwandile. But that experience, that sense of loss, anger, shame, the horrible masculinity, feeling like, no, this woman can't leave me. How has that past experience of your first divorce, how has it turned you into a different kind of partner in your current relationship?
To be honest, not that I love this current one less compared to the previous one. But I've told myself that I've died before. I will never die again. There's nothing called a woman can disappoint me and I go back to the situation where I was before. So anything, I don't even ask her, I don't pick up even her phone. Even he comes at night, he didn't tell me where she was going. I just take it as it is. I've put it aside, emotions. I've grown a sense of intelligence, a sense of reason capacity. You see, emotions aside, face the reality that we are on this world. We have a mission to fulfill. We have a goal and objective to do. You see.
Mzwandile, power to you, my friend. Thank you for sharing your story. Thank you.
Okay, sure.